This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 28th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Israel are mostly clear, with warm temperatures across major cities. In Tel Aviv, the evening cools slightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild night. Expect cooler breezes in Haifa later. Here are today's headlines. First, talks between Washington and Tehran are frozen. One person died in Qatar from an Iranian drone strike. This comes after a second consecutive night of gunfire and American strikes in the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to Israel Hayom from earlier this hour. Also, Israel prepares for a possible escalation with Iran. IDF sources say the recent agreement with Lebanon has unsettled Hezbollah and the Iranian leadership. This report is coming in now from Walla. Also this hour, a U.S. brokered deal between Israel and Lebanon marks a strategic setback for Iran. It offers a chance to disarm Hezbollah and advance regional peace, reports JNS this morning. Separately, IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir credits battlefield gains for enabling the Lebanon agreement. He warns that the Northern Command remains the IDF's primary focus, as reported by YNET earlier today. And finally, Axios reveals the behind-the-scenes negotiations that led to the Israel-Lebanon deal. The shared fear of Iran played a crucial role over four tense days of talks, as reported this afternoon. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English shared just minutes ago that Gulf journalists visiting Israel see Iran as a common enemy. They credit the Abraham Accords with fostering regional stability. David Keyes shared that an Iranian negotiator claims talks with the U.S. are progressing well. This was posted just recently. Emily Schrader, a commentator, expressed skepticism about a campaign against Islamic supremacy. She voiced her opinion less than half an hour ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the frozen talks between Washington and Tehran. Israel Hayom reports that escalating tensions in the region continue to manifest. An Iranian drone strike in Qatar resulted in one death, further complicating diplomatic efforts. These developments threaten stability in the Gulf. Turning to Israel's readiness against Iran, Walla reports that the IDF is on high alert following the agreement with Lebanon. This deal aims to reduce Hezbollah's military capabilities. The situation could lead to heightened tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the U.S.-brokered Israel-Lebanon agreement is seen as a strategic setback for Iran. JNS explains that this development could disarm Hezbollah and promote peace. This move may shift the power dynamics in the Middle East. In related news, IDF Chief Lieutenant Eyal Zamir highlights recent military gains. YNET reports that these advances were crucial for the Lebanon deal. However, Zamir warns that the Northern Command remains a priority due to ongoing threats. Finally, Axios provides insights into the Israel-Lebanon negotiations. The shared concern over Iran's influence unified the parties involved. This cooperation may pave the way for further diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Rafael, maker of the Iron Dome and Iron Beam, has signed a $2.3 billion deal with Romania. CTEC reports this includes multiple air defense batteries, with deliveries starting in 3 years. Separately, a customer of Victory Online experienced an unusual billing issue. Israel Hayom Business reports a shopping cart error led to a notification of over 18 zero shekels. This incident raises questions about online retail systems. And finally, dog-friendly offices are trending globally and now in Israel. Walla Business highlights the benefits of this trend, such as reducing stress and fostering workplace camaraderie. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.